almost 29 years ago to the day, diners and employees at this International House of Pancakes in Hollywood and two Los Angeles police officers got lucky. Outside the restaurant early in the morning on August 22, 1975, someone noticed an unusual-looking black bag in the parking lot.
A civilian did find the device at the IHOP. A civilian almost kicked the device at the IHOP. He had started to kick it, but evidently just as he started to kick it, he realized there was a big piece of galvanized pipe in there.
At the time, Larry Baggett was a member of the LAPD bomb squad.
I was just off duty. I'd just gotten home. And as was the habit, Detective Headquarters called whoever just got off duty and said that units had found a pipe bomb at the International House of Pancakes at Sunset and Orange.
What Baggett found was one of the most dangerous pipe bombs he had ever seen. Police believe the device was placed on the pavement beneath an LAPD squad car parked at the restaurant, that a triggering device had been attached to the underside of the car, and that when the squad car pulled away, the trigger fired, but the contacts, which would have detonated the bomb, missed by a 16th of an inch.
Basically, the device was 14, 15, 16 inches long. It's big. Diameter, about 4 inches overall. A large diameter pipe. Very large. Galvanized pipe capped on both ends. When we got the thing totally taken apart, it was filled with an explosive, and a lot of it. It was also filled with hardened nails.
At the time, bombings were all too common around the Los Angeles area. Baggett says the bomb squad responded to calls almost daily in the early 1970s.
Bombing had just really taken off as a tool over here. We had the federal building, we had the state building, we had the LA City Hall, two or three radio stations, we had the Mexican government. We had a whole bunch of bombings. And you could recognize the signature of some of the militant organizations.
But the alleged Symbionese Liberation Army pipe bombs were unique. Even almost 25 years later, Baggett clearly remembers, unlike other bombs he had come across, the SLA devices were meticulously put together, every item exact in its placement. Outside the pipe, wires connected to a large battery. Carefully bent at 90-degree angles at every turn, the wires were neatly taped to the cylinder. Baggett says it was almost as though the bombs had been put together from a detailed diagram.
It was well built. It was extremely well built. They didn't have to be that precise. But it's like the difference between washing your truck and waxing and polishing it. It was just well done. The hardened nails, yeah, that was something unusual. Very good idea. Well, that device itself was plenty sufficient in and of itself to kill the occupants of a police car.
As Baggett disarmed the first bomb, the two police officers, who had earlier parked in front of one of the restaurant's plate glass windows, were now down the street on a call. They heard about the bomb over the radio. They checked their car and found beneath the driver's side, still attached, part of the triggering mechanism.
This device was designed to go off when that car was moved. And the only way you move a car is to get in and drive it. This was not a bomb that was directed against property. It wasn't directed against the car. You could have stuck that device under the car, lit a fuse, and run. It was directed at whoever got in the car and moved it. However, it also would have taken out anybody in the vicinity.
As soon as police determined what they were dealing with, an emergency department-wide warning went out. All police vehicles were to be checked for bombs and not to be driven until cleared from any threat. The second pipe bomb was soon discovered about 10 miles from the restaurant. It was on the pavement beneath an unmarked police car outside an LAPD precinct. It was a virtual twin of the first bomb, and it too was safely disarmed. That there were no explosions, Baggett says, was miraculous.
If you believe in a higher power, you had divine intervention. If you don't, you had absolutely blind luck.
A little more than a year before the pipe bombs were discovered, six suspected Symbionese Liberation Army members died in a standoff with police at a home in South Central Los Angeles. Police had traced the SLA members to the house through a license plate number a little more than a week after a foiled shoplifting attempt. Prosecutors allege the pipe bombs were planted in retaliation for the deaths.
I wasn't surprised when the bombs were found. In my mind, that it looks like it's payback time.
Retired LAPD Captain Mervyn King commanded police during the deadly shootout with the SLA. He was also on the scene a year and 3 months later when the first pipe bomb was found in Hollywood. In the months following the shootout, King says SLA sympathizers rallied against the Los Angeles Police Department, accusing police of setting the house on fire and trapping those who died inside.
The SLA was definitely a hatred for the police. Their target was to what they call off the pigs, and there was no doubt in my mind at that time that we were getting payback.
In early 1976, 6 months after the bombs were found, a Los Angeles County grand jury indicted Kathleen Solia on 5 counts for allegedly conspiring with several SLA members to blow up the police cars. But there was no trial. Solia had vanished, disappeared only to resurface to the law this past June. An America's Most Wanted feature led to her arrest as a St. Paul wife and mother of three, known in Minnesota as Sarah Jane Olson. Retired LAPD Captain Mervyn King won't discuss any specifics of the evidence he says links Solia to the attempted bombings. He does say when he left the police force the year Solia was indicted, he was convinced authorities had a strong case against her. Solia's legal team disagrees. San Francisco attorney Stuart Hanlon last month, moments after Solia was released on $1 million bail pending her trial.
There is no evidence linking her to the bombing of Los Angeles police cars, any physical evidence whatsoever. Nobody saw her here. There's no evidence.
L.A. County District Attorney's Office prosecutors are not talking with reporters about their case against Solia. They have, however, acknowledged in court, in their words, that they hardly have a slam dunk. Still, they say they have enough to present to a jury for a decision. Two key witnesses who testified before the grand jury that indicted Solia in 1976 are dead. One was a plumbing company employee who picked Solia from a photo lineup as being the woman who accompanied a man who bought supplies linked to the bombs. The other, a bomb expert killed 3 years ago, who testified he thought the pipe bombs could have been made in a San Francisco apartment where Solia's fingerprints were found. According to the grand jury transcript, the only fingerprints investigators were able to identify on the bombs were those of police who disarmed the devices.
I think if you were placing odds on it, you would say that this is not a strong case. This is not likely, as a prediction, to go through to a final conviction and imprisonment.
University of Southern California law professor Martin Levine says allegations aside, it appears the government will have a very difficult time proving Solia had anything to do with the bombings.
As the case has been described, she seems sort of to have been a fellow traveler to a violent group. It's not totally different from the days when communists were prosecuted criminally, and it was just not enough to prove that someone was a fellow traveler. It was not even enough to prove that someone was a member of the group. You had to show that the particular person did criminal acts with a criminal state of mind.
Solia faces charges only in connection to the Los Angeles pipe bombs. However, following her arrest, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department reopened a 1975 bank robbery murder case some believe Solia was involved in. Despite the initial investigation of that crime and two subsequent grand jury hearings, no one was ever charged with the murder. Two detectives are now working full-time on the case. Patty Hurst, who was kidnapped by and later became an SLA sympathizer, has said Solia took part in the robbery murder. Law enforcement officials in Sacramento County say they're exchanging evidence with their counterparts in Los Angeles, and they are reportedly talking about whether Solia might be offered some sort of plea bargain in exchange for information about the bank robbery. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.